Welcome to the Awesome Non-Speakers Podcast, which used to be called Awesome Autism Tools. I'm so excited about this new name. It reflects more clearly the heart of what I care so much about: connection, presumed competence, hope, and expression for non-speakers, unreliable speakers, and their families. I'm so glad that you're here. I want to share with you this experience I had and what I learned from it. It was kind of silly because I was working on my newsletter and I kept clicking the wrong button and it would take me back, and I was getting so frustrated. I'm like, what's wrong? And I did it numerous times on a few different things. And then I realized that my water bottle was kind of sitting in front of my monitor right by the correct button to click. So I moved my water bottle, and then when I was doing my email, I easily clicked the right button. The times before, I couldn't see the right button to click, so it didn't work. And it was very frustrating. Sometimes I think the answers are there. They are available, but we can't see them for whatever reason, whether it be a water bottle's in front of it, or we just don't even know of the possibility that we don't even know this button exists. What are some other things that can prevent us from seeing something clearly? Well, I think that grounding is so important, because if our spirit, mind, and body are not working together, that can cloud our perception and our regulation. And this can really affect how we see things. One reason why grounding and shielding every day is so important: that helps us to stay aligned and present, and that helps us to see things more clearly. Another way a quote-unquote water bottle can be in front of the button to push is other people's energy. If we are highly sensitive or have very porous energetic boundaries, we can easily absorb other people's feelings. And then it makes it hard to know what is ours and what is theirs. This could prevent us from seeing something clearly. When we are so overwhelmed by other people's emotions and thoughts, it's hard to have clarity on our own. Again, this is why I love teaching people how to shield. This protects them and helps rebuild their boundaries so that they can perceive their own truth more clearly. Also, our own unprocessed emotions can sometimes act like static in a radio channel. The message is there, but it's harder to hear. This is why I love energy work. It helps to clear out unprocessed emotions. One thing that I found with grief is that, of course, it's normal to have grief, especially the year after you lose someone, and even longer, but that first year is a natural time of grief that comes and goes in waves. However, sometimes I find clients that are like stuck in grief. It's been longer than a year and they're stuck. They can't seem to get loose from it. And when I look energetically, sometimes I see that they have like sticky honey grief, is what I call it, instead of waves of water coming and like kind of hitting them and then receding. It's waves of sticky honey grief that comes and hits them. But when it recedes, they're covered with the sticky honey grief. And it makes it very hard for them to see things clearly when this grief is unable to just come and go. It's just they're stuck in it. Again, that first year after a loss, grief is very natural and normal. And grief is natural and normal after a year. I just sometimes see people with that sticky honey grief after a year, and it's helpful to clear that. Having an unbalanced energy system is another way that can make it hard for us to see things clearly. If our chakras or meridians are blocked, or they're moving too quickly, or energy gets stuck like in a traffic jam, then this can affect our clarity, both emotionally, mentally, physically. It just makes it harder to process things. Along with the beliefs that we have or fear that we're holding, this can also create blocks from seeing things clearly. So are you struggling with seeing something clearly? I know sometimes I work with parents and they're trying to decide maybe what's the next thing they should try with their child. And there's so many options, and they can't get clarity on which the right one is. I love to work with them and clear out the energy around this issue and help them to get into a nice grounded, shielded space, letting go of past emotions and conflict about choosing things, making sure their energy systems are working well. And that gets them into a place where they can more easily get the answer and have clarity about what choice to make next. Think about an area where you're struggling having clarity, and we're going to walk through a simple tool right now that could help. So have your situation in mind, where you're maybe pushing the wrong button all the time because something is blocking the easy button, or where you just struggle to find clarity. I want you to take a deep breath and gently ask yourself, is there something in me, maybe fear, emotion, energy, a belief, that might be clouding what I'm trying to see? And then just be open to sense what that is without judgment. Just allow whatever might come up. Then I want you to take three more breaths in and out. In and out. In and out. See yourself being grounded, your mind and spirit connected, your mind, spirit, and body connected. Feet firmly planted on the earth with your roots going down deep, deep, deep into the earth. Your love and gratitude going up to heaven and feeling heaven's love and gratitude coming back down on you. Being shielded with all the colors. You are grounded and shielded. Take another breath. And I guess ask, is there something I could easily move right now? Like a water bottle I could move, or a belief I could move, or a fear I could release? And just imagine that being moved, and it's more clear your next step. Clarity is often less about effort and more about stillness. The truth is often waiting in the quiet. And with practice, you can get to that quiet more quickly. Meditation is super for this. And if you don't have that practice yet, sometimes it's helpful to have an energy work session to clear out, especially with something big, to clear out energy around a situation so that you can move forward with more clarity. Thanks for listening. If you're feeling curious about energy work and wondering if it might be helpful for you or your child, you're welcome to sign up for a session at awesomeautismtools.com/appointments. Or if you'd like to talk to me first, you can also book a free call at that same link. I'd be happy to chat with you and help figure out what would be most helpful for you and your child. The links are in the show notes.